and welcome to the first official episode of the Fergus Falls 5 podcast for the 2019 school year. I'm Maddie.
I'm Sailor.
And I'm Samaya, and we'll be your host today. We have a lot planned for this year and cannot wait to get things rolling.
That's right. We're already working on interviews, getting out into the Fergus Falls committee, brand new segments, and much more. Let's get started by seeing what the weather is going to look like this weekend.
If you are planning on deer hunting this weekend, I hope you bundle up. High temperatures this weekend are in the low to mid 30s and lows are in the low teens. Next week, temperatures will stay low. The coldest high temperature is on Monday at 18 degrees. Remember to bring your winter gear to school for recess. Worldwide weather. The highest temperature ever in November was in 1950 and was 84 degrees. The lowest temperature ever in November was in 1896 and was negative 45 degrees.
Oh my gosh, I cannot believe it's already this cold out. I think we need to start another season in Minnesota.
What do you mean?
I mean, we already have spring, then summer, then fall. But I think this part of the year should be called pre-winter, because it's cold like winter, but there isn't any snow or ice yet.
Yeah, we'll get right on that, Samaya. Anywho, moving on. Do you guys know what I like about being in Fergus Falls?
What, Maddie?
All the different opportunities the Fergus Falls Otters have going on.
I agree. Like, let's see here. This last Monday was the start of the second quarter. Tonight there's going to be a high school musical show in the auditorium at 7 p.m. tonight. You can also see the show at 7 p.m. on the 5th and the 16th, or at the 2 o'clock matinee show on the 17th. There will be a Veterans Day program on November 11th at 10 o'clock a.m. in the Gold Gym. There will be a middle school orchestra concert in the auditorium at 7 o'clock on November 19th.
The Otters are busy. I like that there are so many different opportunities for students to be a part of. Now, let's see here. What do we have next?
Well, there are so many things that is going on in the news, not just here in Fergus Falls either. There are exciting things happening around the world every single day. Let's see what's happening around this crazy world. Governor Tim Walz's deer hunting opener is the event of beginning Thursday, November 7th. This year, it is in Fergus Falls. The event runs from Thursday, November 7th through Sunday, November 10th. The event is all about celebrating Minnesota's deer hunting tradition and promoting the economic and environmental benefits for deer hunting. Today, the PM Prairie students go to visit Governor Walz at LT. Governor Flagan, the high school drummer, also perform to Governor Walz tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th. A Tales of the Hunt lunch is opening at 11 a.m., hosted by Mabel's Murphy's Restaurant in Fergus Falls with the governor.
A man in the Minneapolis area got in a little bit of trouble the other day. Jason Gonzalez would drive to Clive, Iowa every weekend to buy hundreds of Krispy Kreme donuts and sell them to his own customers in the Twin Cities. He would pack his car with 100 boxes, each carrying 12 donuts. He charged $17 to $20 per box. Less than a week after the St. Paul Pioneer Press reported his money-making, Gonzalez received a phone call from Krispy Kreme's Nebraska office telling him to stop. Gonzalez, also known as the Donut Guy, would have made his 20th run on Saturday. Krispy Kreme originally asked Gonzalez to stop selling the donuts, but they have changed their minds. The reason they asked them to stop selling is because they wanted to make sure people were getting high-quality donuts. They're going to help Gonzalez get started up again by donating 500 dozen donuts and helping him graduate from college debt-free.
NASA astronaut Christian Koch and Jessica Meir were part of the first female spacewalk. Their mission was to replace a faulty battery on International Space Station. As the 7-hour spacewalk ended, Mission Control declared success, informing the astronaut that the new charger was working and the space station was back to full power. Other women have gone on spacewalks before, but this was the first time an all-female team went on a spacewalk. After the spacewalk, President Trump called the International Space Station to congratulate the women.
Wow, there's so much going on. It's nice to hear some news that isn't so negative. It seems like all we hear are the bad things going on that we miss out on all the good things.
I agree, Maddie. Hey, did you guys know that we have a new superintendent for our school district this year?
Yes, Mr. Drake, right?
That's right. Well, one of our school events reporters, Nolan, got an exclusive interview with Mr. Drake. Take a listen.
Hello, this is Nolan, and I am here with Superintendent Drake. Hello, Mr. Drake. How are you liking Fergus Falls so far?
So far, I've been loving it. It's been nice to have new experiences. It's been interesting working with a much larger district and a larger administrative team. Of course, there are a lot more employees and a lot more students here, so all that's been part of the newness and freshness for me.
Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from a small town by the name of Gladwin, Michigan, which is about 150 miles south of the Mackinac Bridge. So Michigan has an upper peninsula and a lower peninsula, and I was born in the lower peninsula. But my family moved to northern Minnesota, a town called Deer River, back in 1977. So I was 10 years old then, and I was started fourth grade in Deer River, and then I stayed there and graduated from Deer River High School.
What is one of the biggest goals for Fergus Falls Schools?
Oh boy, we're doing some strategic planning right now on school culture and climate. And so to me, that's really the foundation of an organization and making sure that we have as positive, engaging, supportive school environment for students as we can. Looking forward, it'll be looking at some of our space needs. We have larger elementary classes coming in than we have graduating students leaving, and so it causes a little bit of a crowding issue at times, and so we need to have some conversations both internally and with the community about how we might solve those problems.
Were you a teacher before you became or superintendent?
I was not. I have a very unusual background for the superintendency. I started my career in public education as a school counselor. And then I coached football at the junior high level for about 8 years as well.
Do you mind if I ask you a few fun questions for our student body to get to know you a bit more?
No, fire away.
What is your favorite candy?
Oh boy, probably a Kit Kat. I like Nestle Crunch Bars. I like chocolate covered almonds. As you can see, I kind of like my candy, don't I?
Do you have a favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
What do you like most about being a superintendent?
The opportunity to work with lots of different people. My schedule can be flexible, so I can move things around and not every day is the same. So I like that. I like solving problems, and I like analyzing situations and trying to come up with solutions that make sense. So those kinds of skills lend themselves well to jobs like this.
Thank you, Mr. Drake, for your time. This is Nolan reporting from Superintendent Drake's office. Back to Maddie.
Thanks, Nolan. Mr. Drake sounds like he has a lot of great plans for our schools. Thank you, Mr. Drake, and welcome to Fergus Falls.
Okay, now it's time for a brand new segment this year called Fun Fact Friday. This is a segment where we try to find some of the most random fun facts we can. Let's see what we have here. Elephants only sleep for over 3 hours each day. How did I not know that? They should get more sleep. And Antarctica is the only continent with reptiles or snakes. Huh.
Why?
Also, August has the highest percentage of birth. Why I think my birth month is the best. A hummingbird weighs less than a penny.
Jeez.
This is the last one. The word set has more definitions than more other word in English language.
What?
I didn't know that. How many definitions are there?
Well, that was fun. All we have left is for our wonderful listeners today is our segment on What Day in the History.
This is a segment where we tell you some of the craziest historical things that happened on November 8th coming up. They are all completely real historical days and they are all celebrated all around the world. Say it.
Many things happened throughout history. In 1995, the person that observed the X-rays was a German psychologist, Wilhelm Röntgen. He had accidentally discovered X-rays while testing how different rays passed through the glass. He quickly discovered that some also passed through human tissue. He was awarded the first Nobel Prize in 1991 for his discovery. In 1966, Gordon Ramsay was born on November 8th. He's a Scottish chef and a television host. On the day of 1999, Australians vote to stay under the rule of the Queen of England instead of becoming their own republic.
Wow.
Thanks, Sailor. Well, our show has come to an end. If you are part of the Fergus Falls community or go to school here and have something you would like us to mention, let us know.
You can email us at fergusfalls5@gmail.com. That's fergusfalls, F-I-V-E, @gmail.com. We would love to set up an interview or even just share an awesome event that's going on in your world.
Until next time, this is Sailor,
Samaya,
and Maddie. See you next week.